How to Evaluate Teachers. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. When your job is to sell stuff, it's pretty easy for your boss to determine whether you're pulling your weight or not. But what about when your job is enlightening young minds? More school districts want to start using student progress to evaluate teachers, not just the raw test scores, but how a student's score changes during the school year. When the LA Times checked those numbers in the LA school system, it turned up some surprises that some of the poorest schools showed the most student progress, while at least one well-off school was actually making students dumber, and that the single biggest influence was the teacher. The study only covered grade school math and English, but for districts who want those federal Race to the Top grants, which are based on student progress, the message is clear. Get serious about evaluating teachers. Now, is that fair? One veteran LA teacher wrote this in the Huffington Post, quote, "I agree we need transparency in our schools, and it works both ways. It is vital that new teachers be educated as to the kind of parents whose spawn they will be working with come September." He then goes on to list the religious fanatic who protests Halloween decorations, the booster club parent who thinks running casino night entitles little Jennifer to an A, and the soon-to-be-released parent whose latest letter from Chino State Prison, Wing B, reminds you that he's almost finished serving his sentence for assault on a government worker. I predict some contentious teacher negotiations this year. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.